This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Ohio State's Veterinary Medical Center opens a new cancer ward today. Part of the new effort is a collaboration with Nationwide Children's Hospital to study osteosarcoma, which presents in both dogs and humans. Dr. Joelle Fenger is an assistant professor of oncology and a lead on the study, and she joins me now. So this study looks at how the tumor cells spread from bones to surrounding tissue. Tell us a bit more about what you'll be doing.
So what this study really aims to do is to look at some of these circulating tumor cells that may spread from the tumor and understand a little bit about why and how they're actually able to get to the lungs, which is really important for us in terms of trying to understand and identify new targets so that we can try to prevent that from happening.
It seems like humans and dogs would have very different physiologies. What are the sort of limits to this kind of study, to this sort of crossover science, if you will?
The dogs that we're treating are dogs. These are our companion animals, and we don't really understand why they get cancer, just like you and I. You know, they share the same environment as us. Oftentimes, they're sharing the same food as us. And so they're developing cancers spontaneously, just like we see in people. And really surprisingly with this disease, we see it actually present very similarly in terms of the bones that it affects. We see that it behaves very similarly. We actually treat dogs very similarly to that in people. And so it's actually a really great model for us to study and help dogs, you know, teach us a little bit about the disease, and then likewise, you know, have humans teach us about the disease. You know, we see about 10,000 cases of osteosarcoma that are diagnosed in dogs in the United States each year. And that's in contrast to about 1,000 cases in children. And so, you know, in order to kind of gain some meaningful information and do such in, you know, a reasonable time frame, you know, what we can do is study, you know, a disease in dogs and understand how these cancers behave and ultimately get some really meaningful data out of that to help, you know, help inform the therapy for children in what would be kind of a reasonable time period as compared to waiting 15 years to kind of be able to gather that information, you know, in the human disease process.
Taking a slightly longer view, are there particular areas in this cross-section of human-animal physiology that are ripe for study?
You know, there's actually a number of different cancers that we see in dogs, including not just bone tumors, but lymphomas are very common in dogs. And then again, that, you know, it behaves very similarly to that seen in people. And so, you know, because dogs are kind of hanging out in the same environment as their owners, you know, they're probably exposed to the same environmental, you know, stimulants or carcinogens. You know, it represents, you know, kind of exactly the world that we're living in. And so I think it's a really unique opportunity for us to kind of step outside of the laboratory, the classic laboratory mouse, and really understand what's driving this disease in kind of a spontaneous cancer model.
After the study finishes, what's next?
Yeah, so, you know, data from this study will really hopefully be used to actually inform what would next be, you know, a clinical trial that would be targeting these circulating tumor cells. So again, you know, this clinical trial is really kind of a prelude to hopefully identifying some very rational targets that we can use to intervene and treat patients differently. So our hope would be that, you know, the next clinical trial that would come out would be really, you know, using a new therapeutic or a new approach in which to target these circulating cells and stop them before they actually get into the lungs.
Dr. Joelle Fenger, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.